Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's other people's problems. OPP. What's going on today?
Today we have Jillian. She's got a problem with her daughter. And actually, her daughter's the one who wanted Jillian to come on the show.
What?
Which is, yeah, Jillian's daughter wrote into us. Well,
okay.
Explain.
Jillian?
Yes.
What's going on? Your daughter put you up to this?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Seems like she wrote into the show, asking basically. To
this is the DM.
Yes.
I've actually got the DM.
You do?
Yeah.
From Jillian's daughter.
Yeah.
Do you know what this pertains to, at least?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what it's about, but you don't know the words she wrote to us.
Exactly.
Okay. I have perused said DM, and I make one small request of you, Erica?
What?
Could you read this in your California style? Because Jillian, how old is your daughter?
I can do my best.
She's 16.
Yeah, go for 16-year-old girl.
Okay.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. Yai, Slacker, Erica Tiakinarin, crying emoji. Can you please talk some sense into my mom? She won't let me be Sabrina Carpenter for Halloween, and I literally don't get it. My friends are all being the different pop girlies. One's Taylor, one's Olivia, one's Ariana. And now my mom's saying it. Sabrina is too grown up. Eye roll emoji. It's literally just an outfit and some sparkles. Like, she lets me listen to Sabrina's music. So why can't I dress up as her? I'm not a kid anymore. I want to dress up in the corset outfit from the Short and Sweet tour, and she is not having it. Please tell her it's fine. I promise I'm not going to go overboard. I just want to look cute and have fun with my friends.
Okay.
Okay.
There was a kissy emoji at the end.
Okay. Well, we need all the information.
Yeah.
How do we get just Erica back now? Do you need like a cooling off period?
Can anyone in the room look up the corset outfit so I can?
I
have a feeling I know what it is, but I need to confirm that it's the one that I think that it is.
It's the one that she undoes like the little towel looking thing around her.
Yep. Okay. I know exactly what we're talking about here.
Yeah, it's got like little garters on the legs.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Zoom in for me.
No, thank you.
I want to say I saw Jillian. We're going to get to you in 1 second. Sabrina is like one of the, I think she was top 10 costumes this year.
I totally believe it.
Like, there's a lot of real pop culture-y kind of things, but she, like, so your daughter is making a request. She won't be the only Sabrina on the planet.
No. Yeah.
But 16 years old.
So, are you kidding? There's like 13-year-olds dressing up as Sabrina.
In that outfit?
Maybe not that one.
Yeah, open towel?
Yeah, maybe not that one.
It's kind of the flasher, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so
stereotypical. Maybe I'll go as that.
Okay.
Getting ideas.
Okay. Can we focus?
Sorry.
Okay.
You're right.
Jillian, how did that hit your ears? I'm sure you've heard versions of that argument in your house. What does it feel like now?
I mean, this is exactly what she said to me, almost verbatim. All my friends are doing it, and it's not that big of a deal. And like, I don't know. It's like one of those things where I don't care what all her friends are doing. It's 16 years old. I mean, when did Halloween go from being scary to sexy? Like, I don't understand.
Long time ago, unfortunately.
I didn't know it did that for, I don't want to call her a child, but she is kind of a child. 16. Like, is it, I thought still like in high school, you still, although.
You certainly can't wear this costume to school.
No.
But in the evening, if you're going to a Halloween party, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to suggest your daughter parties, but.
Well, where else is she?
Well, they have like some, they have some events, like one of their friends is having a party at their house, that kind of stuff. The school does like a trunk or treat thing, but yeah, there's no way she's going in that.
What are the other outfits? You said Taylor. What's Taylor going to look like? Showgirl, or will Taylor be?
Well, it could be Showgirl Taylor, which is very racy.
What's Ariana?
I haven't seen her friends' costumes, but it's just, they're all doing this together.
But you don't care, like. Right. I mean, we're going to try. I think we need other parents to call in 303-222-5423. You can call or text. You don't care if Ariana's racier than her or Taylor is. This is about you and your daughter and who, what, whatever anybody else is wearing. You don't care.
Exactly. Well, do I? Not that I don't care, because I don't love the influence.
Right.
Yeah. But isn't there a way to do it where it's, look, I went through this with her homecoming dress. It was very revealing, and I let her wear it, and the whole time I regretted it. And I just feel like I need to draw the line here. Like, I need to put my foot down at some point, because this is just going to get out of control.
I don't, we don't need your whole backstory, and if you don't want to share this, you don't have to, but are you still married? Is her dad in the picture?
Yes.
And yeah, where's he land on this?
Geez, dad's at Halloween.
He's not very involved. He leaves it up to me, but I'm sure I don't want to get like, to that point, but I'm sure if I had to.
Did he see the homecoming dress? Because I'm going to tell you right now, like when I dropped my son off at homecoming, I was like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. I've DJed a couple homecoming proms, high school dances. Shocking.
Yeah. It was
shocking.
It was like
he got mad at me.
A Vegas club at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
Like,
if I showed you my homecoming dresses over the years, you'd be like, who is that 12-year-old compared to these girls?
So what do you want to do instead? I mean, because here's the thing. There is a point where you just have to give in.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Like,
that point might be 18, though.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I even think your daughter kind of buried the lead in her letter to us. It's kind of like, I just, the fun costume, and at the very end, you know, the corset, and everyone else, and you're like, well, lead with that, if nothing's wrong with it, lead with it, don't try to, so I think, I mean, everyone knows what they're doing, right? That's the secret, like, you
is
know.
Is this worse than being bloody, and like, having a,
I think so, okay. I don't understand this thing, I would skip the strict one, like what, you know?
Yeah, because the alternative, if they're going as a group,
right?
Then she's like, it's Taylor, Ariana, and a Ghostbuster,
right? Like,
you know what I mean? That doesn't make sense.
Maybe she could do Sabrina less racy. Sabrina's always kind of racy, but she does have the one outfit.
Sabrina's never in a floor length dress.
No, it's like. Or mom jeans.
Does she ever wear pants?
Not really.
What pop star could she?
But she's not 16. I mean, in her defense, like she's not.
I don't know. She could be one of those like K-pop demon hunter.
Okay. So, can I just ask? What do you think will happen? If you say no, what kind of kid is this? Is she like a grudge holder, door slammer, like?
Well, I mean, this is what we went through with the homecoming dress, and I gave in because it's like everyone else is doing it, yada, yada. And this is the first time I've really dealt with this with her. So now I feel like, oh, no, I said yes once. Here we go. Yeah.
She's got you.
I need to nip it in the bud here. Yeah. I feel that way, and I feel like I need to hardline on this one. And I'm happy to, like, help design it so it's less you know, revealing. So that she would
put some pants
be interested
on
in that.
But then there's nothing worse than being in the costume when everybody's like,
"What are you?
Who are you supposed to? Oh, you're Sabrina? Oh, she didn't have pants.
Right.
Well, Jillian, you said
top.
You said you regretted the homecoming dress, but everyone else was also in like revealing clothes. So was there any part of you that goes, maybe times have changed and I don't love it, but this is what they're doing. Like, does that comfort you at all or calm your uneasiness about it? And maybe this is the same thing.
This doesn't comfort me at all. I hate that. That's what's going on. I mean, that might be the reality, but do I have to, you know, do we have to follow the crowd? I guess that's where I am.
Yeah, and I know Eric is going to come at me for this. This is not a reason to not do it, but like 16-year-old boys are terrible people. They're the worst. And you cannot have your daughter alter her life because of their behavior, but you also kind of have to. Because if she's at a house party somewhere dressed like that, boys are going to, like, there's a chance that somebody's going to do something stupid. Just grab her.
Oh, my God.
And it, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, dude.
16-year-old boys are still nervous. It's like.
Yeah, I don't know when was the last time you hung out with 16-year-old
boys. Right. Not recently.
Like, the 16-year-old jock boys, they have this entitlement to them.
Yeah.
A lot of them are just like, ugh, because they emulate their NFL, NBA, MLB superstar idols, and they're just like, women, man, you can just grab one, she doesn't like it, get the next one. And you're like, ugh.
Oh my God.
If you don't like Sabrina, grab Taylor.
I think you're gonna have to find a compromise with her, because this is kind of like, I was a kind of late bloomer, so at 16 I would have never worn anything like that.
Right.
But it was starting. They were like sexy mailmen at my school at 16.
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
With a mail?
Okay. That was also a long time ago, so it's even got worse.
All right, Jillian, hang on.
Old.
We're going to get you some advice and figure out. I don't think you can turn her into scary, but we can maybe try to tone down the slutty. Hang on. I don't have any advice. Thankfully, my daughter's just not into that.
Well, okay. Now I really don't want to ask, but is there, if she says, no, you're not wearing that, and she goes, okay, I agree, and then she leaves the house.
Yeah.
She's just going to wear it.
Yeah, her friends will just have it at their house.
And then, so can she stop it? Or
but
does
then
she...
social, she'll be busted on social. She'll have to be snap only. She can't do anything.
Wow, you are up with the lingo.
Sorry.
Okay.
Teenage children.
He says, snap. My daughter doesn't dress like this, and he knows. No, she doesn't.
I do think that she would try to get around it, but then it would be hard because they want to share.
Somebody's going to, like, even if you don't post it, you're in the background of somebody else's photo when somebody's doing a keg stand. And then you're busted.
She didn't say it was that kind of party.
Okay. You're right. 16-year-olds, there's no way it's that kind of party.
There's no way.
Okay. Jillian needs your help with the trampy costumes. When do you just open the floodgates? She already let her dress like that at homecoming.
Uh-huh. And regretted it.
So what should she do? 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Jillian. By the way, Erica has left the room. She's in the middle of a coughing jag, so we're going to try to get through this OPP without her. Jillian has a 16-year-old daughter who actually DM'd the show with a well-written, well-thought-out literary piece. Basically, she's like, I want to be Sabrina Carpenter with my crew of hot girlfriends. She's 16. She wants to dress up like a... Sabrina is very... That outfit's revealing.
Yeah, it's the corset outfit. I think she does it with the towel at the show, kind of reveals it. She's known for it. So if you're going to be Sabrina Carpenter, that's what you would wear.
Mom is like, I don't want to do it. But the last time I told her no, she had a tantrum and we gave in and let her go dressed to homecoming a little less. And this feels like the next step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we got a lot of texts saying you can't, like, no, it's you can't sexualize the children too early and all this stuff. But then who are the people, who are the parents? Like, I want to know, how do you get them to stop? Like, who, right. Everyone's in agreement. This is out of hand.
I remember, I told my kids you can't have social media, but then they were the only kids who didn't have it.
Right. So how do you reconcile that with everyone agrees this is wrong, but yet it's still...
Everyone's still doing it.
Yeah.
Shauna?
Yes. Hi. Hi.
Shauna? Sorry, we couldn't hear you for a second. Now we can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Hi.
What do you think?
We have 5 daughters, and we have to compromise all the time. Our daughters range from 29 to 12 right now.
Yikes.
We had rules that we weren't willing to bend on, like they weren't allowed to wear, you know, crop tops to school. They weren't allowed to wear spaghetti straps to school. They had to cover up, things like that. But then maybe when they went to homecoming or prom, I would let them pick out the dress they wanted to, because it was only for one night. I just really think everything is compromised.
Did they ever go really I don't want to say trampy, but like, you know what I mean? Like, did they kind of get revealing?
No, I mean, I agree. That's a total issue. And it's really hard having 5 daughters and like kind of letting them figure that out on their own. But
yeah, their dad has got to be like in a constant state of stress.
Well, his college karma got us 5 daughters, so that's his fault. That's what I think.
Okay. wow, we know who to place the blame on. So, right. So then would you let her have this? Would you let her go all the way Sabrina corset?
Yeah, it's one night.
You know, they also kind of learn the hard way, especially on Halloween. Hopefully it'll be cold.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Pray for divine intervention rather than parental intervention. Thank you for the call. There's one great text I would have to read. What did they say? They said something about you have to reach for the sky and touch your toes.
Okay. What?
If you reach for the sky and you're like, as you go up, if none of your lower parts get exposed, that's cool. And if you touch your toes and none of the top parts fall out.
Ooh. Okay.
Touch your toes, reach for the sky. I don't want
to
see.
I guess, I just need to be on a diet.
Becky.
Yay.
What do you think Jillian should do?
100% do not give in. Stick to your guns.
Mm.
Do you have teenage daughters? Do you know what they're like when they're...
I have 4 kids, all within that age. And I just battled this last weekend for homecoming. And every girl in her same group was like, you could see everything that you didn't even have to imagine.
Yep.
You could see everything, and hers wasn't like that. And we fought it for a long, long time, but slowly over time, she's becoming appreciative of it. And she said that she had a long talk with the parents at the party that she was at, and they thanked her for being modest. And she said, yes, I just like to be a little bit more modest. And it will go a long way eventually, even though...
So she's not mad at you.
Right now.
She
was before, but now she's come to terms with it, and she knows that that's just not how we roll.
So it was worth it to go through that. And also, I'm wondering, so homecoming's a little different because you pick out the dress and that's your dress. You can't really change into another. I mean, it's a lot harder to change into another dress.
You still could.
How would you deal with something like Halloween where she might just sneak it underneath or something like that?
I mean, you can't I guess you can't prevent that, but you can, I mean, if you ever find out about it or anything, then you just don't get to go next time. I'm sorry.
You're just grounded forever. Halloween is off limits.
Yeah, we'd love to play this in our house, that if you go in something that you shouldn't go to school or to whatever, your dad's wearing that same outfit and he's going to your school in it too.
Ooh.
Yeah, dad is Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
Thank you, Becky.
Yeah, I get a little costume out of it.
Touch your toes is okay. A much safer way of doing this. Tiffany?
Yes.
What do you think?
So, I ran into this with my daughter when she was a teenager. Okay. And one of the things I did was I asked her what kids would perceive her in a certain way, and would she be okay with being perceived that way? What kids would approve of it?
That's a very adult thought exercise, whereas like I would be more concerned with, I don't want to be perceived as the nerd not in a sexy costume when everyone else is.
True, but it would be, then you can make that discussion to kind of weigh her in a way where maybe she doesn't want to be perceived like that. Hmm. What kind of compromise can we get?
I mean, it's a good idea if your kid is intelligent and like emotionally intelligent, but I'm going to say this. I think the real answer was discovered. We get 3 Sabrina costumes, 1 for Jillian's daughter.
Okay.
1 for you. 1 for me.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.